Computing history, creative integrity, and the art of building small things well. An Ars Technica piece on the PDP-11, the Digital Equipment Corporation mini-computer introduced in 1970, on which both Unix and the C programming language were developed, resurfaced in heavy rotation Wednesday. The argument for its status as the most influential mini-computer of all time rests on traceable lineage. Its instruction set architecture shaped chip design for decades, and the software practices that emerged on it remain embedded in computing infrastructure today. The renewed interest in this particular history tracks with a broader pattern. When the field undergoes rapid change, practitioners look backward to understand the deep structure of what they are building on. A piece on the Republic of Letters Substack analyzing Bill Watterson's decision to turn down an estimated sum in Calvin and Hobbes licensing revenue attracted 446 upvotes and 188 comments. Watterson's position, that merchandising would trivialize characters existing as serious artistic expression about childhood and imagination, is framed in the essay as a choice to resolve the tension between commercial success and creative integrity in favor of the latter. The HN discussion is predictably divided between those who read the decision as inspiring and those who observed that the figure was enormous. But the deeper engagement focuses on the underlying structure of the choice. Watterson understood the tension, named it, and chose a side. Commenters note that engineers and developers face structurally similar decisions, whether to build the engagement-maximizing feature, whether to accept the acquisition offer that sunsets a product, at far lower dollar figures. On the maker side, a neural cellular automata project implementing high-resolution versions of systems in which each computational cell runs a small neural network and updates based on its neighbors produced visually striking, biologically textured patterns described as both generative art and a genuine research contribution in complex systems. A capacitor alarm clock project, in which timing is controlled by a charging capacitor rather than a clock oscillator, and which drifts slightly over time by design, scored a modest 22 points, but drew an appreciative audience for the clarity of its constraints. And a web-based simulator of the NIPCO disc, the spinning, spiral-holed mechanical disc that enabled the earliest television scanning systems in the 1920s, decades before cathode ray tubes, offered what its appreciators called kinesthetic understanding of a technology that most people know only as a historical footnote.